Michael, big goal for you last night. I know it comes in a losing effort, so it kind of taints it a little bit for you. But just getting here and getting a chance to play with this team again and produce, how good does that make you feel?
It feels good, you know, just to come up here and play a game and help the team, help the boys. But obviously we didn't get the win. That's our main focus right now.
This is a situation you're familiar with and guys you're familiar with playing with, but it's also different because you have a different coach than the last time that you were here. What has your observations been with John Tortorella and the way that he lets guys go out and earn their ice time and get what they deserve, I guess, in games?
Yeah, I mean, he's very, very black and white. You know what to expect from him, and he tells you what he expects from you, and you go out there and you work hard and you play hard, and he's gonna reward you for that.
Last night, was there any time that he said anything to you on the bench at all, or was it just he keeps on calling your number so you know you must be doing the job?
Yeah, he calls my name. I know when I scored, he came over and said, good job. But, you know, he's just he tells you what he wants from you, and you go out there and do it, and he'll call your name again.
One guy that helped set you up on that goal was Andrew Bodnarchuk, who you played with the Lake Erie Monsters. And so a little bit of familiarity there with him, but he's playing very well, and that's really what you guys are trying to do, just play that same game you played there.
Yeah, exactly. I think what we got going on down there is a really good thing. You know, the guys are playing well, and I think we're just trying to bring that here and help the guys win up here and just, you know, bring our confidence from down there up here.
Is the biggest adjustment when you come here the fact that you get a lot more minutes there and you probably get power play, special teams playing, then up here you have to wait and maybe you're limited to 6-8 minutes a game and you have to try to jam everything into those 6 minutes?
Yeah, obviously it's different. Like you said, down there we play, every situation of the game, and up here it's kind of different. But you kind of just you take it for what it is, and you obviously want to play as hard as you can. And if that's your role, let's say my role is to bring energy and play hard and shift the momentum our way. You know, chip pucks, hit the body. You know, it's a different game, but I like to do that, and I'll take advantage of it.
You've been in this building before. You know how tough it can be to play, but it can also be one of those buildings that sparks you as a visiting team, can it?
Yeah, for sure. You know, they're a good team. They're playing well right now, but I think if we're going to play a 60-minute and start hard, I think it can be to our advantage.
Michael, thank you very much. Good luck tonight.
Thanks a lot.
Michael Chaput, Milan, back to you.